Our president of the hospital, Judy Leach, is also here. Dr. Miller.
Thank you, Mayor. So I want to just remind people that we do expect that in the weeks to come, we are going to start having more and more cases of COVID-19 here in our county, and eventually we will have cases out here on the coast. At this time, we still are very fortunate that we have very limited prevalence here, but of course, the natural result of rolling back on the shelter in place is going to lead to increasing tourism, and that's so important for our community from an economic standpoint. However, of course, with that, we expect to see COVID cases developing here in our community, and we shouldn't be afraid of that. That's just a reality of the world that we live in now. And I just want to remind people that the hospital and our local clinics, MCC and North Coast, have taken extraordinary measures to make sure that the care that we provide is safe, both for our staff as well as our patients and visitors. As you may recall from last week, we did open up the hospital to increased visitation, and that has, of course, been a wonderful opportunity for our patients to have loved ones come in and visit them during the time of illness when they get hospitalized. That's really important. As we continue to roll back on shelter in place and see more tourism in the community, it becomes even more important that we have a robust community surveillance testing program. And as you know from my previous visits with you, I have expressed in the past our frustration with not being able to provide that because of the limitation that still exists on these tests. It remains a challenge. However, I do want to report that Ted Williams and Dan Gerdy have been really helping quite a bit, and I want to extend my thanks to them. They've stepped up to the plate and are working with me, along with the County Health Department, Mendocino Coast Clinic, and Adventist Health, to bring community surveillance testing out here to the coast. And we aren't quite there yet, but we're getting very close. I understand that this week, and when I say we're not quite there yet, I mean on a continuous basis, on a regular basis. We are having occasional batches of testing, and in fact, that's happening this week over at Mendocino Coast Clinic. They're doing 100 tests this week. I believe you have to have an appointment to do that test. But it is our goal to not just have this be intermittent, but to have it on a regular basis, and our goal is to do 200 to 300 tests every week and make it available to really anyone who wants to be tested and try to get all these barriers out of the way so that people who desire testing can be tested. So that's my report, and I know that Judy Leach would like to say a few words.
Okay, so Dr. Miller is a rock star in my mind. He really understands what it means to create a healthy environment for this community. So a big, big thank you to Dr. Miller, and a thanks to this community, because you really have demonstrated what it looks like to flatten the curve. This weekend, I was out at the local beaches doing my stroll down our pathways, and of course, we all saw increased activity, didn't we? But I was really delighted to see so many people wearing their masks that I knew were probably not local residents. They were visiting from other places. I think as long as we as county residents continue to demonstrate what that means to wear masks and why that's so important, we are setting the tone and we are demonstrating what excellence looks like as we flatten the curve. Dr. Miller mentioned that we have opened up visiting hours here at the hospital. Those hours, by the way, to come through the main entrance are from 1 to 8 p.m. One visitor at a time, please. Might be a different person each time. and all visitors, please, if you could be 18 years of older before you would come to see a loved one. We know how important that is to have that connection with your loved ones while you are in the hospital. And visitors are screened, just as are employees who come through the door. And so we'll ask a few questions. We'll take your temperature. We'll make sure that you've got all the right PPE, meaning that you're masked and your hands are well sanitized. But we're grateful for the collaboration with the community.
So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks to all of you for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report today. Rogalski here from the Coast.